says in the pasuk, Moshe Yadav Evelakim Yanena B'Kol. So I'm going to try to speak, and I hope that Hashem gives me a call, a voice. First, I want to thank the sponsors, the Parnas HaChodesh, the Thalheim family, Neil and Natalia. It's a schus, should be a schus for Yuri Dukes, Chaim, Shnei Zalm, and Yehuda, Ben Hindi, Yechevich, Fushnev, Soshachal Yisrael. And also a wonderful friend, Steve and Lynn Kanner in Arizona. Those are the in-laws of Ken and of Berish. Le'ilu Nishmas, Rivka Bas Yosef, Shom Shabbat Liyan, only simple Nachis and Bracha. We have a lot to do. First, where we're up to, where are we right now? A little bit of Yisukum. I'll try to begin each year with a 1 minute review, or just a little bit of a tiny tamsis of where we are. We spoke about a change that takes place in the world and in the individual. There's a tahalich of aliyah. That which is called in this form aliyah ha'olam, which we don't know yet what that means exactly, but something changes on Shabbos. This is the site of Shabbos, that somehow the world itself ascends from its lowest level, which we'll call nefesh, teruach, the neshama, chai, chide in the person, and in the world too. There's this tahalich on Shabbos, there's an aliyah that takes place. And because of that, on Shabbos, thank you so much, on Shabbos, what we call in Halacha and the Gemara and in the Rishonim, the neshama yaseira, that extra neshama, what that means, and what we're going to be learning about, what it means is that somehow on Shabbos there's a hisgabrus of this or of the neshama in the person, and the neshama in the world as well. This is in the four stages that we spoke about, just again by way of introduction, through the four tefillos of Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos, Kabbalah Shabbos Marav, and then Shachris, and Shachris, Musaf, and Mincha. Through those four tefillos, the four stages of the aliyah that takes place in the world and in the individual every Shabbos. Now what we're going to learn now, and we have a lot to do, is that this is a change that takes place in objective reality. There's a change that takes place in the world and in the individual, in the Jew, on Shabbos, there's a change. And as we spoke about last week, we don't necessarily see this or feel this yet. It's Yom HaDimei HaMenus, it's a day that we believe this is taking place. But this is an objective reality that's taking place in the world and in our lives. And therefore, it does not depend upon our kavanas. In order to explain what that means, take a look at the first Mar Makom. Moshe David sent you the Mar Makom. You should have in front of you the Bnei Yisachar. The Bnei Yisachar in his Mamorim for Shabbos, where it says, Ulevar Kolze. Ulevar Kolze. Now, just to introduce this for 1 second, everybody here knows that Hashem made the world in such a way where Bisarusa de Lasat, in the language of Rabbi Shimon, Bisarusa de Lasat de Talia Mil. So that means that Hashem wants us to initiate. He wants us to be motivated and to initiate and to make choices. And through our avoda in what's called an awakening from below, that brings about an outpouring of Shefa from above. But you also all know that on Shabbos, that's not how things work. Shabbos is different. On Shabbos, what's taking place in the world and in ourselves, which we're going to talk about during the next year, I don't think we'll get to it yet tonight, in Halacha, what that means. In Halacha, we'll discuss that. Does not depend upon our kavanas. It's certainly better experience to our kavanas, but it's a mitzvah that is revealed in the individual and in the world, regardless of what we want or what we're thinking. It's what's happening. And you could be living in a place where chas v'chalila, all the Jews, God forbid, are driving around in cars, and there's chil Shabbos all over the place, and the same mitzvah is taking place. Look at the Bnei Yisachar, very quickly. Ulvar calls her Naknim Ashakosov Makuba Bal Shari Gan Eden. That's what Kaplan is. He has made many Siddur, many Svarim. Apidivre Zar Kaddish Vizelashainai. So in the Shari Gan Eden, he says the following. Yoim Hashvi Hu Kaddish Ukaidish. There's a Metzias in the world that Yom Hashvi is Kaddish. It's holy. It's holy. Hu Kaddish Me'atzmai Bli Shum Siwa Mitachtainu. And as you all know, unlike Yontiv, where there's a requirement for the Bezdin to be Mekadosh, the Yontiv. Unlike Yontiv, Shabbos, the Gemara says, the Lashon in Beya, the Gemara says, the Lashon of Kviyah V'Kayimah. Shabbos is what it is. It does not depend upon Bezdin, doesn't depend upon what we want or we don't want. Hu Kadosh Me'atzmo Bli Shum Siyu Mitachtayinu. V'Netoli B'tachtayinu L'Hachlif Oysel L'Zolos L'Kadosh Al Pi Bezdin. There's no kiddush that takes place to Bezdin on Shabbos or before Shabbos. K'mesha Bezdin mekadshin is samayados v'shechadoshim. Unlike Yontiv and v'shchaydish, where Bezdin is mekadish the Yontiv, is mekadish the month. Rak v'yikadish halakim is yamashvi shu kadosh me'atzmai. There's the klal gadol by everything in Shabbos. V'yikadish halakim is yamashvi. Hashem is makadosh the seventh day. Shu kadosh me'atzmai. It's kadosh on its own. L'chein b'zman v'roi shechadoshim b'saimin abroch makadosh Yisrael v'azman. Therefore, as again, you all know this already, when we're davening on Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh, we end the brocha with makadosh Yisrael v'hazman or v'roi shechadoshim. Because Hashem is makadosh us, that we, you and I, have Kedushas Yisrael. It wasn't a matter of our choice, it's just who we are. And through that Kedushas Yisrael that we have, by virtue of our being part of Knesset Yisrael, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov, we have the ability to be Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh, to be Mekadesh the month, to Mekadesh the Yom Tov. Ki heima v'chulal pi Bezdin. Because there, the Kedusha depends upon Bezdin. Even now, although we don't have now a convening of Bezdin in order to do this, but our Rosh Chodesh, our Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov are coming from that Kedusha of Bezdin. Masha'en kein b'yom ha'shvi. This is not the case when it comes to Shabbos. But there we don't say Mekadosh Yisrael v'ha'Shabbos. We say Mekadosh ha'Shabbos. Hashem is Mekadosh ha'Shabbos. That's it. Hashem is Mekadosh ha'Shabbos levad. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Mekadosh ha'Shabbos v'lo Yisrael. Hashem is Mekadosh Shabbos. It's before there was such a thing as any Bezdin anywhere. Hashem is Mekadosh the Shabbos. Hu Gemara Arucha and Psachim Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim Yisrael Dekadshinu Lazmanim Hashem Ken Shabbos Kvi V'Kaima. It's the Gemara in Psachim and Embeya. L'chein Teda, therefore you should know. Ki Kol HaKavanas Shal, next page, Sama. Ki Kol HaKavanas Shal Shabbos. Now, when a person is on the level where they can already look in the Shara Kavanas of the Arizal, there's a lot of stuff on Shabbos. There's a lot of things, there are a lot of Kavanas on Shabbos. You know that every single step of our lives, from the moment that we wake up until we go to sleep, from when we're in this world until we die, we have Kavanas of the Arizal, of the Arizal and the Rosh Hashanah. In other words, what should we be thinking about? What should we have in mind in order to draw this light into our lives of what's there at that moment? By Maidani, by Ashrei, whatever it is, tefillin, we have kavanas. But if ain't kavanas seino k'may b'shar hayom v'hazmanim shaydei tefillah seino v'kavanas seino, aydei uvda d'lasata yisar uvda d'leil. However, he explains in the Shari Gan Eden that unlike the other Yom Tovim and all other times of life, where we have to engage kivyochol Hashem, the Shechina, and we have to draw it into our lives. We have to do something with the kavanas, with the shofar, with the lulav, whatever it is. We have to create kalim to draw that into our lives through our tefillas and through our kavanas and so on. Aide uvda de lasata, through our actions below, yisar uvda de la'ela, we awaken. Yisar is like la'orer, we are ma'orer, something from above. So when it comes to everything else in Yiddishkeit, we have to have certain kavanas and make certain hachanas in order to lift ourselves up and the world up from its lower state of physical, to nefesh, to ruach, to neshama, to chai, yechida. These aliyahs, we have to climb. We have to climb. And through our effort, okay, Hashem is very kind to us, so we try, and Hashem is nice to us, and He gives us more than we deserve. But sof kol sof, you have to be on the ladder. You have to climb. When it comes to everything else in Yiddishkeit, you have to climb. Kavanas, the tefillas, and then on a deeper level, the Kavanas and Kabbalah, and all the Yichudim of the Arizal and the Rishash and so on, all of these things. Ava Kavanas Shabbos, Einonim HaKavan Lassas, Ayidei Pulas Kavanas, and Shum Aliyah Lamala. But when you look in the Kavanas of Shabbos, it becomes very, very clear that Al Kavanas Shabbos, Einonim HaKavan Lassas, Ayidei Pulas Kavanas, and Shum Aliyah Lamala. The Kavanas of Shabbos are not an effort to climb, are not an initiation to bring something about through our efforts down here in this world. Ki nasa me'elav. The aliyahs that take place on Shabbos are all in a way of nasa me'elav. They're happening. It's all happening. I don't feel it. I should. Some of you don't feel it. Some of you might. We all should. But regardless of whether we feel it, and regardless of whether the world is mindful of it, someplace, whether it's in Tel Aviv where, God forbid, a Jew is driving a car, or someplace in Outer Mongolia where somebody's flying a kite, whatever it might be, and they don't feel that there's any Shabbos. When Mashiach comes, Chazal tells, when you come to pick, if you're going to come to pick a figure, you can come pick it from the tree, the tree's going to scream out, Shabbos, Shabbos. I was once saying that over. I mentioned to you in the past. I was saying that over to my boys many, many years ago. I was teaching in high school, and there was one particular boy who was like many of the chevre. They were not keeping Shabbos, and I turned to him and I said, Moshe, did you ever hear the light when you turned the light on Shabbos? Did you ever hear the light scream out Shabbos? Did you ever hear it scream Shabbos? So we were all open with each other, but they, you know, it wasn't like it was a secret that they weren't keeping Shabbos. So I said, did you ever hear the light scream out Shabbos? So this guy, Moshe, was a very funny kid. He was like a Labor Day kid. So he said to me, he was thinking, which was very unusual for him. And he said, Rabbi, I don't hear it screaming Shabbos, but sometimes I hear it whispering Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, he's now Shabbos Shabbos. But he said, I sometimes hear it whispering Shabbos. Say that when Mashiach comes, then all of the covers of this are going to be removed, and we're going to see what's happening. We're going to see what's going on. But right now is Yom Meimenusa. It's a matter of belief. But these changes that take place within ourselves and in the world, which affect everything in halacha, one of my favorite things that I'm going to be doing throughout all of these shiurim is that almost every shiur I'm going to try to point to for a minute to a certain part of davening where we see that in the Shabbos davening. Because all of the davening of Shabbos is based upon what we're learning now. All of the Shabbos davening. You'll see. He says, Ki unas me'elav. It happens on its own. V'akshe k'moshi yesh aliyah b'Shabbos, k'fi hazmanim sh'benas me'elav. So there's a certain aliyah that takes place. It already begins by mincha. That's why the chassidim are very, very careful. And svarim are very careful. They don't have mincha earlier in the day. They have mincha right before Kabbalah Shabbos. Not the daven early mincha. Not that there's anything wrong, chas v'shalom. There's nothing wrong, chas v'chalila. I'm just saying that there are people who are very careful that the mincha should be smuch l'Shabbos, as close as you can get to Shabbos. Again, nothing wrong at all, chas v'chalila. Whoever wants to daven early, and for sure for many people it works out better with the family, 100%. But there is an inyan in Kabbalah that the mincha should be a Shabbos de gemincha. A Shabbos de gemincha. Because the truth is that already then, the worlds, all worlds, and the neshama is already on its tippy toes. It's starting to climb, and then as you move through Kabbalah Shabbos, and Maariv, and so on, and the Seudas of Shabbos, the Friday night Seuda, and so on, each Seuda, through all of that, and the Tefillas, the Seudas, gradually there's an aliyah until you get to Mincha Ravi Derivin and the Malafa Malka, Oiling, Malafa Malka. There's an aliyah that's taking place. But it's happening Nasme elav. Kein onu makavnum kein onu makavnum eze pula b'chol tefila. Therefore, unlike the kavanas of the week with all the mitzvahs and everything else that we're doing in our Avodas Hashem, again, the mekubalim are in this stuff all the time. But unlike during the week, where the kavanas are active kavanas to make something happen. To make it happen. In other words, it's our pressing buttons. And that's what the mekubalim are oisik in all the time, pressing those buttons to make those things happen. Unlike during the week, he says, on Shabbos is different. By Shabbos, the kavanas of Shabbos, when one looks into the kavanas of Shabbos is, oh, this is happening. It's like, you know, when we were kids and they're jumping rope, right? And you just gotta join, you know, you gotta get in, right? You have to time it, the kavanas are not about starting things or pushing buttons. The kavanas are about joining. About taking a part, getting involved in something that's happening. You want to come? Gesundheit. You don't want to come? No. But it's not that you have to do anything to make it happen. Unlike during the week, our kavanas are not causing this awakening from below. That's during the week. Mekadesh Yisrael. That's during the week. All of the things of Shabbos, the aliyas of Shabbos, are me'aleihem, on their own. It's a reality. It's a metzias. And again, we're going to see next time how that has a huge impact upon halacha. It's happening on its own. So therefore, when it gets dark and you're already holding by Kabbalah Shabbos Ma'arav, there's a certain kavanas Kabbalah Shabbos. And it begins really on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, with the different things that we're supposed to be doing Erev Shabbos to get ready for Shabbos. But then, as I mentioned last week, you have something that takes place that's called Kabbalah Shabbos. There's no such thing as Kabbalah Yantiv. Kabbalah Shabbos means it's there. The question is, are you going to receive it? Or are you not going to receive it? It's happening. Are you going to receive it or not? Like you see when the tzaddik gives a bracha, the sraddim, they put out their hands, right, to receive. Right? Are you going to receive this bracha of Shabbos? It's there. It's kriva kaima. It's happening. Every Kabbalah Shabbos, there's big things going on. Big things going on. We'll get to them. There are big things going on. Kabbalah Shabbos, you don't have a yontiv. Because yontiv, and during the week, it's not needed to be makabal. The Baruch Shalom kivyachal is saying, no, chavre. And he, kivyachal, is waiting for us. And then he responds. Shabbos is different. Shabbos, p'nei Shabbos l'kamla. P'nei Shabbos l'kamla. The kavanas kabbal Shabbos hu, la'asay is hachana l'shabbos. A hachana l'shabbos, to prepare for Shabbos. Hachana l'shabbos. K'mo dat omeh, v'hoi b'mashishi v'hechinu. V'hoi b'mashishi v'hechinu. It says in Pasuk. It doesn't say this by Yantiv. It says by Yom HaShishi on Friday, Veheichinu, prepare yourselves, get ready. Something is going to happen in an hour or two. Veheichinu, just prepare yourselves to be makabel what's going to happen. Prepare yourselves. Who's soid to Sefer Shabbos, Meisif, Mechalokai, the Shadkan, the Shaina? This is the soid of the Sefer Shabbos, which I'm not going to go into. Right now. So therefore we now understand there's a teaching from the Baal HaTanya and other tzaddikim who explain the term Mikra Kodesh by Shabbos. Again, by Yantav it means something else. But by Shabbos, Mikra Kodesh is that the Kedusha of Shabbos is inviting. Mikra Kodesh, it's summoning. Korei. It's inviting and it's summoning the person to be mitztarev. In other words, when we learned last week, Bo'o v'neitzei, that the Tanoim used to say, Namaroim, let's go out and greet the Shabbos queen. Ar l'chadoidi, p'nei Shabbos nekablo, let's receive the Shabbos. It means that in the world and in the individual, there is something that is made available on Shabbos through these aliyahs that take place, regardless of whether we want them to or not. And the only thing that we can do is to accept the invitation to be part of that, to be mitztaref to that aliyah that's taking place in the olamos. There's a There's an example here that I wanted to give you in the davening. So I like, as I said, to show you in the davening of Shabbos, these sentences in tefillah and these words that we've been saying all of our lives, but they mean much more when we know what they're talking about. So there's a sad in the Sifsei Tzadik from the Tzadik from the Peltz Tzav Nachidushim's grandson. So he brings that he heard from his grandfather. You know, there was a very famous Chassidish Chasna that took place where all the rebbes of Poland went to the Chasna of Stila. And there are many interesting things that happened at that Chasna, and we have a lot of stories about that Chasna. So the Sifsei Tzadik says that he heard from his grandfather the Chiddush Arim the following. Shamati mi pek kodesh zkeni zal. So the Piltzer Rabbi said that he heard from his grandfather, who was at that chasna in Ostila, that Kamat all the tzaddikim of Poland were at that chasna. Shoma mi pek kodesh hazokin maran Rabbi Avim Yeshua Heschel, where the chiddushim my grandfather heard from the mouth of the zokin, the old one, Rabbi Avim Yeshua Heschel. Who's that? The Apterov, the Oivisel. He was the Zakin. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Rom Venisa. That the Apterov said by the Chasna. The Kadosh Baruch Hu Rom Venisa. The Baruch Shalom is Rom Venisa. He's high and exalted beyond us. Ve'ein b'koach shum b'ri l'geshes l'haydais. And no creature, no human being is able to approach him to thank him at anything. Ach, he says, "Hashabbos kodesh mishaber va'omer." But we find the Apterov said a loshen by Shabbos that the Shabbos itself is mishaber va'omer. Let me remind you: Zeh shevach yom hashvi, in the morning by Yitzhar. Zeh shevach yom hashvi sheboy shavas kel mikol malachto. The yom hashvi mishaber va'omer. Shabbos itself is mishaber va'omer. Shabbos is, we ourselves can't come to Hashem, the Apterov said. Who are we? But Yom HaShvi is Meshabech V'Omer. Shabbos Meshabech V'Omer. Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoydas Hashem, and therefore Lefichach Yefaru V'Yavarchu, and so on. So Apterov said, Ach HaShabbos Kodesh, Meshabech V'Omer, Mizmer Shil Yom HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoydas, Lefichach, and because Shabbos herself is singing to Hashem and praising Hashem, Lefichach, therefore, all we can do is do what? Is we could join the song of Shabbos. The Fichach, after I've said, Yefaru, Yevaruchu, the Al Yidei, Shabbos Kodesh, Mo'ereres, Shetoiv L'Haydais, the after I've said, since Shabbos herself is singing, Shabbos herself is Mo'erer, this Shira in all of creation, Nifkechu Einei Habriyas, the eyes of all that exists are opened. Everything that exists. Nishmas kol chai. Tevarech Hashemcha. Nishmas kol chai. Everything that exists, the soul of all that exists, since as we learned earlier, on Shabbos there's the aliyah from nefesh, ruach, nesham, chai, chida. And that's the need of the nesham, you say, of the person and of all worlds. Therefore, nishmas kol chai, tevarech Hashemcha, the nesham of all that exists can join that movement that's taking place from below to above. Nifkuchu ein hebri sheyuchlu lahaydis, that we too can really, really be part of that and to give haydah to Hashem. And he said that he heard, his grandfather said, the Chiddushim said, shemesikus ha-Torah, that the sweetness of this Torah that he heard from after Rav, lo'izoz mi-pekod, so it didn't leave his mouth for almost a year. That the sweetness of hearing this from after Rav, this vart from after Rav, stayed with the Chiddushim. And then the Chiddushim, he said, my grandfather added from the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Zayin Mem Beis. The Gemara in Brachos on Mem Zayin Mem Beis has a question. Can two people, let's say you have two people who ate together on Shabbos, two men, by mitzvah, ate together on Shabbos, can they bench mezumen by having Shabbos as the third party? Can you have two people on Shabbos? It's Gemara in Brachos. Two people and Shabbos. That's a strange question. So listen to what the Chiddushim said. So the Chiddushim says that the reason that we need three, as everybody knows, as we learn out from Pesukim, Gadul Hashem Iti, That one person is speaking to two others, minimum of Gadlu is two. And he's saying, this one person is saying, Gadlu Lashem, let's exalt Hashem, iti. The two of you, iti, with me. Right? So we learn out Mezumim. Or Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hava Gadlu Elokein. The Gemara learns out from these Pesukim. So the Chiddush says that we see from here that the one has to invite two others to join him. So he says that Shabbos Kodesh itself, as we learn from the Apter Rav, that Shabbos Kodesh is Meshaber V'Omer. Therefore, it's Ki'ilu Shabbos, the question of the Gemara, is it possible that Shabbos should count and you should be able to have two, and Shabbos should be in the Mezumin? So he says, based upon what we learned from the Apter Rav, that Ki'ilu Shabbos Meshaber V'Omer, Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, that Shabbos has almost this persona that's inviting, that's what Mezumin means, right? Lazmin, which means to engage, to invite. So Chedushim says that maybe that's hinted at, that Shabbos itself is inviting us to give thanks to Hashem. So that's, on a deeper level, the inyan of Shabbos being part of a mezumin, because the inyan of mezumin is to invite, to invoke, to invite, to bring forth. Therefore, the grandson of the Chedush Harim, the Sfasem Es Chusin, said the following. You don't have it in the pages, I'm just reading to you, I jotted it down. Sfasem Es said, he was talking about last week's parasha, Sasemis. Or it says in the parasha, "Lo Yishomer Al Moshe." Moshe is coming with all kinds of good things in Hashem's name. "Lo Yishomer Al Moshe." Why? Mikoytzer Ruach, Ma'avay Dekosh. They couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu. So Sasemis says the following: The Ika Golus is Ma She'ein Yichoyim Lehispanos V'Lishkoach Hevli Ha'Olam, is that we get so caught up in the Hevli Ha'Olam, in the craziness of life, of this world. And as a result of that, we can't free ourselves lishmo advar Hashem, to hear the Dvar Hashem. Because we're so completely overwhelmed by the noise of life that we don't hear the Dvar Hashem. Mizev lo yishomu el Moshe. And this is why in Mitzrayim, where they were clapped with all of the in Yonim that they had the tzoros of being slaves, it says, "Vloy shomu al Moshe, mikoytzer ruach me'avoda kosh." They couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu, and the Sfasem Es says, "Ubishabes, he's man sheyochel lishma." Sfasem Es says, therefore, Shabbos he's man sheyochel lishma. Shabbos is a time where a person can hear it, can hear. Yom Hashvi'im shaber v'omer. On Shabbos, a person can hear it. And really, all the avodah of Shabbos is, and all of the issur melacha, is to clear things away, to get the noise out of our lives, of the lamates melachas, the lamates klolas, of b'zeis apecha toich alechem, the curses of the eitz hadas toiv ira, the lamates melachas, to be able to clear away all of that, so that we're able then to hear Yom Hashvi'im Shabbeach V'Omer, the song of Shabbos, which is telling us to plant and to plow, but in ruchnis and avodas Hashem, whatever that means, which we're going to be learning. So now we could already begin to learn in Ba'omek. What's this inyan that changes in the world? What is the meaning of this? There's a neshama, Shabbos, and the neshama in the world, the neshama of the person. So look in front of you. You have the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Let me just introduce the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Not that he needs an introduction, but just as far as what he's saying right now. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Korach, just to introduce the Aruch Chaim. It says in the Zohar HaKadosh, Kadbar Kadosh Baruch Alma, that when Hashem created the world, Leyochel is Kaima, the world could not really exist. Hashem created, it was the first day, the second day, he made all the stuff that he made on each day. And the Zohar says, but really, Leyochel is Kaima ad the Azar Shabbos. The world really could not live. We're talking about the Neshama of the world. The world could not really live, could not continue, could not really exist. Ad the Azar Shabbos. V'chein leis alma koyim ela ala Shabbos. And even now, leis alma koyim ela ala Shabbos. The world cannot exist if not for Shabbos. The world is the guf, and Shabbos is the neshama. We have a guf, and Shabbos is the neshama. What does that mean? So let's look at the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. This is very famous, this Aruch Haim HaKadosh. It's the beginning of the Torah, on the Pasuk Kivay Shavas. We call Malach De'asher, also Kivay Shavas. Look inside. Tzarech Ladaz, where it says Kivay Shavas. So what the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is bothered by is that why does the Torah have to tell us again Kivay Shavas? The reason we have Shabbos is Kivay Shavas, because Hashem rested. We still don't know what that means, that Hashem rested. Why does the Torah have to tell us again Kivay Shavas? He already said Vayishbois B'Yom HaShvi. He already said that Hashem rested on the seventh day. What does it say again? Kivay Shavas. Kivay Shavas. So that's what the Aruch Haim HaKadosh is explaining. So he says the following. This is in Aruch Haim HaKadosh till 120. This is the whole Yisoid of Shabbos, the Aruch Haim HaKadosh. He says this really in three or four different places. But here is the shortest and the clearest. Tzarech Ladaz, Kavanas HaKadosh B'mayim Hazeh. We need to understand, what is the Torah? What's the Chiddush? What news is the Torah telling us, Kivay Shavas? V'nir Lefarish, L'fi Mashik Asadnu L'mayla, Ka'olam HaYachoser HaKiyum. Ha'olam HaYachoser HaKiyum. The world was made, the world Hashem made each day of the Sheishis Meimayis, Hashem made things, but the world was Choser HaKiyum. It could not really continue on. It didn't have a living soul. It had all the pieces, but they were like museum pieces. Everything was there. All the pieces were there. But there was no Nishmas Chai. It wasn't alive. Couldn't continue. Only with Shabbos, Omad Ha'olam, the world was able to come to life. The world was able to be. V'yesh lahoy b'zeh, sh'oysem yom kaidem Shabbos Shabbos. No, so the days before Shabbos came, the 6 days of the week, sh'oysem yom kaidem Shabbos Shabbos, b'meh ha'yolam o'ymein. So how was the world existing before Shabbos? Okay, shame she hispik lichya is bais and yomim b'loy nefesh or Shabbos hayimasmid v'haylich. So why can't it go the same way? Whatever way the world was for those 6 days of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, so it could go like that throughout time. Just the way whatever was working, whatever worked and got the birds to fly and the flowers to grow. Vibrations, so why not? Achein matzino, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gila hadavar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was megala this. Again, we're only learning the Reish Prakim now. We're going to see all of this much deeper. Achein matzino, Hakadosh Baruch Hu gila hadavar b'masha kosev b'aseres hadibros ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim es haRetz ki sheishes yomim osa Hashem. Now, it doesn't say ki, what should it have said? Ki bisheshes yom osa Hashem. Bisheshes, that's what it should say. In the 6 days, or during, or before. It just says ki sheshes yom osa Hashem. Hashem kilim made 6 days. It doesn't say ki bisheshes yom. It doesn't say that. Ki sheshes yom osa Hashem osa Shemayim es haaretz. Right? Uva yom hashvi'i shavas v'nefash. Haregila, this reveals ki b'shas habriya, that when Hashem created the world, lo yibara Hashem koach ba'olam, zulas lamoid sheishes yom. Hashem created 6 days. Zehu. Hashem created something that could last for 6 days. That's what he created. A 6 day expiration. Friday expires. Friday sunset, creation expires. It has 6 days. He created 6 days. So of course, it has 6 meters, chesed with rest. But he created 6 days. Letam hanoy deloy, and gam yadu liyadei emes, for reasons that he knows, and he's saying basically, and I also know. Liyadei emes, those who know the truth. V'nischakim Hashem, ubara yom echad, hu yivod al Hashem. And then Hashem made this strange thing that's known to him, the secret, that we began with this all this learning. Hashem created this thing, Yom Yivardel Hashem, that's known to him, this Inyan of Shabbos. Yivardel Hashem, Ubo B'Yom, Choyzu Hashem, and on that day of Shabbos, there's nothing that Hashem is making that's, so to speak, new. That's why we don't create on Shabbos. Whatever that means, we're not going into that now. But on that day, Kivyom Chozer Hashem, everything Hashem goes back, Umashpia Nefesh La'olam, Shabbos, and Hashem is Mashpia. We don't make that happen. Hashem, just like He breathed into man a living soul, V'yipach Ba'apav Nishmas Chai, Friday, Shkia, Hashem is V'yipach Ba'apav, Hashem breathes into the 6 days that are now dying. Hashem breathes into the 6 days, nefesh la'olam, a soul of the world. Shir hamakayim oyd sheishes yom, and He breathes into creation a shir of life, a shiur, an amount of life that lasts what? 6 new days, only 6 days. That wasn't a vayipach that lasts until Mashiach and beyond. Every single Friday, every single Erev Shabbos comes to the time of candles, whatever, ben hashmashes, every single Erev Shabbos. Mashpia nefesh lem shir hamakayim oid sheishes yom v'chein al zeh haderech. V'chein al zeh haderech, throughout all the 6,000 years of creation. That's how it works. If we could see this, if we could feel this, tzaddikim, what's happening when it comes to that time? Mizula zehayoyim, and if not for that day, which means this day of Shabbos, mizula zehayoyim, hayoyim chorev, the world would return to nothing, to tohu, bigmar sheshes yomim, at the end of the 6 days, not just back then by creation, but this week too. And we'll go back to Tohu Vavohu. V'tzorech Hashem l'hachinoi pam shenis, u'behemtzol Shabbos ha'olam oimeid. Therefore, Shabbos is the life of the world. Each week, ha'olam oimeid, the nefesh of the world and man's soul, the soul of man, is once again that gift, that matana toiva that Hashem gives us and gives the world to bring man and the world to life. V'oimroi ki bo perish be'emtso ki vo shavaz. Ki vo perish be'emtso yom ze ki vo. By means, ki vo shava. By means of this Shabbos, ki vo shavaz. By means of this, it's not just a matter of fixing what's on Sunday, what's on Monday and Tuesday. It's all of creation is done. And creation is yesh me'ayin. It's from absolute nothing, zero. Yesh me'ayin. For Mashen Nivra b'yom Rishon b'dibur echad, and on each day of the week, Hashem created. Yesh me'ayin, of course, was at the beginning of creation. Yesh me'ayin. B'dibur echad v'hamaisu atikun ashetikein dvar yom b'yomo. So the creation took place, crossing over from nothing to yesh, and then each day of the week of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Hashem was Mesakin. As the Mefarshim explained, Hashem was Mesakin on the first day, this, the second day, that, and so on. And what about Shabbos? So the Chaim Kodesh says, "U'be'emtzos yom Shabbos mashpia b'chlolus ha'olamos ruach hamakayemus oid sheshes yom." The creation of Shabbos is that ruach again of yesh me'ayin, of nishmas chayim, of nefesh ha'olam. Everything is reset to that moment before of creation where there's nothing. And all of the 6 days of this past week are on the threshold of Tov Avo, and then comes into the world Shabbos. And we're Mekabel, the Jewish people are Mekabel Shabbos. And Shabbos is the neshama, is the nefesh that's Mekayim the world. And with this perish, the Rechaim HaKadosh says, one can find nachas ruach. B'maimer echad shomu chazal, to learn on a deeper level the famous teaching of Chazal. Kol mekadesh, whoever's mekadesh Shabbos, v'aymer vayichulu, and says vayichulu, whoever's mekabel Shabbos, and says vayichulu, kilu nasa shuta from HaKadosh Baruch b'maisa b'reishis. So we've been hearing that Maimon Chazal since we're children. That when we, you and I, when we say Kiddush, we say Vayichulu, in davening and at home, we become shutfim with the Kadosh Baruch and Maizu Grace. Become shutfim. So he goes on to explain, we're not going to go into that, he goes on to explain by Riches what that means. But when he, this Maimon Chazal, it's not a hamlotza ba'alma, it's not a nice thing to say. Mamish, we are accepting Hashem's hazmana, we are accepting Hashem's invitation, mikra kodesh, who's calling us into that kedusha of creation that is taking place this second. We're not makadish it, but we are accepting the invitation, the hazmana, and we're opening our ears and our eyes to that reality that's taking place of creation, of the soul of creation. That's the Rechaim HaKadosh. So this mitzias, Adkan, this mitzias of Chayzer Hashem Mashpia Nefesh La'olam, that's what the Zohar HaKadosh is talking about. Hayyom Ha'iyo Yomad Nishmas. Remember we were reading the first Shia Kegavna. Nishmas N'chadetim. Nu Neshama. Nu Neshama. It means that the individual and the world receives mamish anu neshama. So let's end with a sentence from Zmiris to end for tonight. With a sentence from Zmiris, and the next week we're going to be learning halachim, Mr. Shah. Let's end with a sentence from Zmiris. I think most of you are familiar with. Every house has different Zmiris. But in Kol Mekadesh Shvi, right? So here's some familiar words from Kol Mekadesh Shvi. Azor la shoyv sim bashvi, right? We're asking Hashem, Azor la shoyv sim bashvi. Hashem, help all of your children who rest on the seventh day, who keep Shabbos. B'chorush uv'kotzir oylamim. Help us that we should not, chas v'sholom, be in violation of the 39 malachas, such as plowing and planting and so on. Oylamim. In other words, please, Hashem, help us forever, that we should be able to be strong and to keep the halachas of Shabbos. Poisim bo psiktana. Shabbos is not allowed to take big steps, not allowed to run. Poisim bo psiktana. Soidim bo levarach sholosh pahamim. And we have the three meals. You know, the zmiris of Shabbos, you can spend your whole life. You know, who are the people that wrote these zmiris? You know, Ibn Ezra, Yehuda Levi. You can, every word of zmiris is soidi soidis. So listen now. Hashem, illuminate their lives of all Jews who keep Shabbos with the light of the 7 days of creation. Hashem, you love us in the purest way, no matter what we do. You always love us. Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Chuas Oilamim. Hashem, Elokei Yisrael, Chuas Oilamim. Now, Hashem is the God of Israel. Chuas Oilamim. Now, the word Oilamim here means two possible things. Hashem, you are the one who is our salvation, olamim, which means forever. Forever. Chuas olamim. But the tzaddikim, I don't remember who I heard this from. I don't remember. It might have been in the name of Rav Moshe Lipsaspis, who's learned about, I'm not sure. That he said, Chuas olamim is Rabbi Shalom. I'm sitting here and I'm singing to you Friday night. Yom HaShvim Shabbach Vayimah. I'm joining in this muse. The whole world is Nishmas Kol Chai, Devar Hashem, Hashem Elokein. The whole world is singing to you, and I want to be part of that. And you know what's happening on Shabbos? Chuas Olamim. Chuas Olamim means that there's a Yeshua that's being revealed for the world and for the person. Chuas Olamim. The world, because the world has no existence if not for Shabbos. I have no life if not for Shabbos. There is no existence. like we learned from the Chaim HaKadosh, because Shabbos is the nefesh ha'olam. Nishmas kol chai. Hashem, Shabbos is chuas olamim. That you and I don't plant and plow on Shabbos. Hashem, help me that I should continue to refrain from all of those lamates malachas. And in doing so, to quiet, to silence the noise of this world, so that I'm able to hear the lamates brachas, the tale oris, of what? Of that song, the song of Shabbos. The song of Shabbos, Yom HaShim Shabbech V'Omer, Chuas Olam, because that song is the Yeshua for the world and for man. Now, how Shabbos is Mekayim, gives life to the world and gives life to the person, how we can understand that in Halacha, so Mitzvah next week, I don't know if the Olam is around next Tuesday, a lot of people going away, I don't know when the Olam comes back, so I guess we'll look into on the email. So we're going to see Rabbi Yosef Engel, we're going to see Abdinez, we're going to learn some remarkable things about what's happening in Halacha that reveals this side of Nishmas Nefesh of the person and of the world. It's something to be continued. Shkai. Shabbos.